Maybe we could spend a little time together exploring some of the mysteries. Parsha Shmos. Just open a new Chumash. Bereishis is a Kishmo, the beginning of everything, creation of the universe. Bereishis is the creation of humanity, of civilization, the creation of Am Yisrael. And Shmos is where the actual story of Am Yisrael begins. Maybe we could spend a few couple minutes, thinking a little bit together about some of the mysteries of Parsha Shmos. But the first mystery doesn't seem to have anything to do with Parsha Shmos. Ooh, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? A parak of Tillim that we say several times a week. Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos. Mizmar 92, Tzadi Beis. Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos. Our Shabbos is full of that Mizmar. If I asked you, does that Mizmar have to do with Shabbos? You would say, yeah, right? That's what the title says that. And we associate with Kabbal Shabbos and Shabbos morning and Shabbos morning again. Ashkenaz, Sfarad. Question of where are you saying the Shir Shalom? But at least three times every Shabbos. Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos. The problem is, if you get past the first pasuk, it seems to have nothing to do with Shabbos at all. It doesn't say a word about Shabbos. It doesn't say, well, Shabbos is about Brias HaOlam. Doesn't say we're about Brias HaOlam. Shabbos is Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Not a word about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Hagia Boker Chasdecha and Aschav Aleus to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say in that Mizbar. We talk a lot about Tzadikim and Rishayim and how different people's lives go. Very important topics, but Tzadik. The Mizmar grapples with recognizing in the short term sometimes it seems like bad things happen to good people. When you have a long enough perspective, things begin to fall into place. Very transformative ideas. It doesn't sound like a Shabbos parak. It's an important parak of Hashkafa. But Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos. It's almost like there's a disconnect. Now, the Gemara in Bava Basra, plus one Mesachta, Gemara in Bava Basra in the first parak, Daf Yudalad, has this, said the Sugi of Tanakh. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Harav. The Sugi of Tanakh. Who wrote what? The canonization of Tanakh. The Gemara gives the whole list of, here are the 24 Sorim of Tanakh, Chumash, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and who wrote which? So the Gemara says in Tehillim, who wrote Tehillim?
Ten different people, right?
Dabra Melech, 10 different people, right? The most common name, many Mizmor of Tehillim don't have any name. Of the ones that do have a name, most of them say David HaMelech, Ramatzeach Mizmor LaDavid, and so on and so forth. But then, some of the Mizmorim, Mizmor LaAsaf, Haman, Eson HaEzrach, there are other names that appear as well. Tefillah LaMoshe. So the Gemara says, very good, the Gemara says there are 10 Tzadikim who wrote different parts of Tehillim, but the overall writer, editor, is David HaMelech. So Rashi points out that... Rashi points out, when the Gemara mentions Moshe Rabbeinu, the very last, literally the last line of Yudalim Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the earlier tzaddikim who composed part of Tehillim. Rashi says, yeah, it's Tefillah LaMoshe, there you go, Tefillah LaMoshe Yishalokem, that's Mizmar Tzadi, all the way through Mizmar Kuf, Mizmar Lasoda. Those 11 prakim were from Moshe Rabbeinu. So when did he write them? We know something about it. Some of the names that the Gemara mentions, the Pesukim mentions, we don't know much about Melchizedek, we don't know much about Haman, or even Asaph. But Moshe, we know something about his life. So when was Moshe Rabbeinu busy writing Tehillim? So Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, in his Sefer Nechumash, this week's Parsha, he says, look, some of it seems like it was written earlier. Tefillah LaMoshe, Moshe Rabbeinu says, how long does a person live? Meshin Oseinu Shivim Shana. Typical lifespan is 70 years. In Megvuros, Shmonim Shana. Right? If you're extra healthy and strong, 80 years. So, how old was Moshe when he wrote that? Likely less than 70 years old. So that would be before he comes back to be the Goel of Yisrael. Right? He's 80 years old at the time he sees Mitzrayim. So Mistam, he wrote that in Midyan. On the other hand, in Lechu Neranana, all of... Those Mizmorim of Kabbalah Shabbos are largely from these prakim of Moshe Rabbeinu. From the Chunaran and on up until Mizmor LaDavid is Moshe Rabbeinu. So these 11 prakim. So there we say, he talks about Meriva. So that apparently was written after they were ready in the Midbar. So it seems like different of these 11 prakim Moshe Rabbeinu writes, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, some were written earlier, some were written later. How about Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos? Right? If one question is, what does that have to do with Shabbos? Another question is, when did Moshe Rabbeinu write it? Another mystery. So Rabbi Yaakov says, well, let's put our Sherlock Holmes hat and be detectives. Right? Just like we were detectives for Perek Tzadi, Perek Tzadi Hei, Perek Tzadi Beis. What's the topic, what's the theme of Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos? Like we were saying, Tzadi Virala, right? The Frog Rishon Kohesiv, it looks like the Rishon are doing so well. Over time, you realize, in the long run, if you have a long enough perspective, weeks, months, years, decades, centuries, eventually things fall into place. So, but in the moment, it's difficult. In the moment, Tzadik Harala, Rosh HaVetovlo. What point in history did Moshe Rabbeinu write that? What point in his career? Huh? Good. Very good, right? So very good. Sukkim Kisisa, at the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's career with Am Yisrael, at the time of Har Sinai, he's very bothered by the questions the Gemara says, Gevaldik. What's your name?
John.
John. It's nowhere.
It's nowhere.
Okay. This holy Jew, this holy Yid is pointing out that Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal Nishan, was thinking a lot about Tzadik V'Ra'al Rosh HaVetovlo. That's the Kasha, the Gemara says, that he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hareinu as Kodecha. Over the course of the years in the Midbar, everything was like snapback. Right? Klal Yisrael did not there. There was immediate onesh. Klal Yisrael do a mitzvah, immediate tzchar. Harinos Kodecha is right when they're getting into the Midbar. So Yaakov says Mestama, he wrote, he probably didn't write Tzadik V'Ra'al Rosh HaVetovlo in the Midbar. It's probably also from before, from the earlier period. In other words, when the Jews were in Mitzrayim, that was the kasha of Tzadik V'Ra'al. Right? Been here for 2 centuries. We're B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In the Mitzrim, they're torturing us. Year after year, decade after decade. And look at these Rishonim. And they're on top of the world. And where they step on us, literally and figuratively. That was the sugya. Tzadik V'Ra'al was the sugya of Mitzrayim. So Yaakov says, Mestama, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this. When he was in Mitzrayim. Eov, the Gemara says, may also have been written according to one opinion. That Gemara in Bava Basra may also have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Yaakov says, Mestama, that also he wrote in the earlier years, when they were in Mitzrayim, when Tzadik V'Ra'al was the big question, that was the sugya. Eivishta, what's going on? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and now we understand the Pasuk in Parsha Shmos. Now we understand the Pasuk in Parsha Shmos. At the end of the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu shows up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him the snare, go back, leave Midian, go back to Mitzrayim, you're going to be a goal in Shal Yisrael. And as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu pushes back. Who am I? What am I? Mi Anochi? I'm not worthy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately says, you're going to do it. And he comes to Par. And remember, the first time he comes to Par, it seems like a total failure. Epic fail. And he walks into Par and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let my people go. And Par says, ha. You think, says, what are you doing? Who are you? What are you? Get in my face. And then he says, the people are thinking too much about freedom. Tich, what's the solution? They have too much time on their hands. Tich bar havod ala'am. The solution, Power says, is make them work harder. They have too much free time. Tich bar havod, we're going to make them work even harder. But al yishu b'divrei sheker. Let them not have time to think about these falsehoods. Paro saw this talk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us is false, as Divrei Sheker. So the Medrash Rabbah says that the specific reference to Shabbos. Medrash Rabbah says, up until that point, they had Shabbos off. They worked 6 days a week. They were off on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the Medrash says, they would spend time, what were they doing on Shabbos? Or they didn't have pastrami in the chont, in the shrine, even on Shabbos. But they had time to spend with Megillos Sayin. They had Megillos. They had Megillos that they would get to read on Shabbos. All week long they were working from day and night. Shabbos they got to read their Svarim, their Megillos. And Paro says at this point, cut it out. They have too much time to think. That's leading them to want to be revolutionaries. No time to think whatsoever. More work, 7 days a week, no Shabbos, boom. And that might be why Parshas Va'era, when Moshe comes again, V'lo Shamuel Moshe Mikotzer Ruach Me'avod Akasha. They couldn't even listen because at that point they had no headspace. Paro had succeeded not giving them time to think. Think about what? What are these mysterious Megillos? What they have? This is called the Matan Torah. They didn't have Chavos Halvavos Shaar B'Tachon. They didn't have Reb Tzadok. They didn't have Nefesh HaChaim. Whatever your flavor is. They didn't have Reb Kook. They didn't have Chaz Nishim and Reb Tachon. They didn't have Ali Shur. What exactly were these Megillos? Yeah?
To rebel.
Tfilah Moshe. Says Rabbi Kamensky, I'll tell you what I think those Megillos were. Says, I think what are those Megillos? We say on Shabbos every single week. Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. Going back to the game. What does Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos have to do with Shabbos? And when did Moshe Rabbeinu write it? So I think Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it earlier when the Jews were still in Mitzrayim. When the Iker Sugya on their minds, Mamish Hashkafa L'maisa, was why is this happening? Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why does any of this make sense? Sadek V'ralei Rosh V'Tovlo? And Rabbi Yaakov says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote something, maybe even in Midian, and sent it, somehow got it over to the Jews, and they were reading, and perhaps Tefillah Moshe, perhaps say for Eov, these were the Megillos that Moshe Rabbeinu was offering them. These are things that gave them hope. They gave them perspective. 6 days a week, they couldn't think. 6 days a week, they were being crushed under the jackboot of the mitzvah. But one day a week on Shabbos, Kodesh, they had a chance to get off of the treadmill and think a little bit. As a matter of fact, if you learn Maseilas Yesharim, you remember that in Perek Beis, he says the first step in an organized, ambitious, methodical journey towards godless, towards growth, is stopping to think. Zehirus, his bonus. And he says, the Yetzer Hara, one of the Yetzer Hara's most basic tricks to make sure you are too busy to have time to stop and think. He says, that's exactly what Paro did. Paro literally did it, and he's also, there's the inner power inside of each of us. Paro also is historically accurate, and also a mashal to an ongoing Yetzer Hara. Tichbar Avodah, just get busy with stuff and not have time to think. And specifically, think about this. He says, that's Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. This was originally written, this was the original Shabbos reading, before Mishpacha. Jews once upon a time, 3,500 years ago, 3,300 years ago, Jews would, quote unquote, curl up on the couch, whatever, curl up on the straw in their huts, on Shabbos Kodesh, and Chazer Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. That had been sent by Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Shabbos reading, to give Jews perspective. Yes, right now, in front of my nose is, makes no sense. There's a bigger picture than just in front of my notes. Sadaka Tami Yifrach. In the long run, and Taka Kachava, we know the end of the story. It was painful beyond words in Mitzrayim. Ultimately, it brought them to Maimon Har Sinai. It brought them to Kriyas Yamsuf, to all the Gilui at Shechina throughout Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, and brought them to Eretz Yisrael. It brought them to Eretz Yisrael. That's these mysterious Megillos. And that's talking Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. It's not about, for us also, Baruch Hashem, we're not living under the jackboot of the mitzvah. But we have our own kashas. Everyone has kashas. And one aspect of Shabbos is specifically Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, certainly. One aspect of Shabbos is definitely Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim specifically. And yet another aspect of Shabbos is Bichlal, time to be mizboning. Time to get off the treadmill and just think. What am I doing? Where am I going? What are my goals? As Rav Chal keeps telling us, to be mizboning b'fakech on mice of adracha. Specific decisions I'm making, like the big picture. Where am I heading? What's my trajectory? Where are my goals? What am I shooting for? For which stars am I shooting? Am I shooting for stars? And which ones? Have I picked the right ones? Do I need to recalibrate? Do I need to reorient? What do I need to tweak? Shabbos is supposed to be a day of mizbonus. From the very beginnings, from the prehistory of the Jewish people, Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos was an opportunity to get more accurate perspective. And we shape our Shabbos around that. It's a chance to put all the ins and outs of life into perspective. That's the schus. That's the schus of every Shabbos. That's the very, very beginning of the story of Am Yisrael. The mysterious Megillus of Parashat Shmos. This is what we think about. This is what we think when we say Mizmor Shir Shabbos, an opportunity to think, an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Throughout the week, Shabbos is when we take a step back and look at the big picture. But I want to thank you once again so much for the opportunity. Thank Rabbi Bamzer Shlitz for the opportunity. We should all be zeichem. We should all be zeichem to be mizbonim. We should all be zeichem to put things into perspective. Every Shabbos should be time of his bonus. Every week should be time of his bonus. Should continue to grow in your learning. Should continue to grow in the simcha you're learning, growing in Avos Hashem. Should continue to, in the best sense, take advantage of all the opportunities that this yeshiva and future yeshivas will give you. Rabbi, say thank you so much. Hatzlacha Rabbah. Sure.